9 batters to the plate. 4 runs come across, and we're through 3 innings. The Colt 45s lead the Seattle Studs 6-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the fourth inning we go, and it's time to throw it to Tyler Chapman for Chappie's High Corner, sponsored by Lauk's Landscape Supply. Take it away, Tyler.
All right, this is Tyler Chapman in KCNR studio in downtown Reading, and this is Chappie's Hot Corner. Tonight wraps up the Colt 45's four-game series with the Seattle Stud. This year in Major League Baseball, they introduced a pitch clock, giving pitchers 20 seconds from the time the pitcher receives the ball to the time the pitcher has to throw the ball back to the catcher at the plate. In Minor League Baseball, they're introducing a so-called robo-ump to call balls and strikes behind the plate. Already, Colt 45's do not employ either technology in the games they play at historic Tiger Field. Baseball is an imperfect game, from the dimensions of the ballparks to the play itself. It's my opinion that the brand of baseball being played tonight, however imperfect, is baseball as it was meant to be played, even if it takes a few more moments of our time. That's today's line drive. I hope you catch it. This has been Chappie's Hot Corner. Back to Ethan.
My goodness, Tyler, that was absolutely poetic. 0-1 pitch, grounded to short, up with it. Is Dingus the throw to first in time, and there's two away. So after Aki Buxton gets taken care of, Schnurman grounds out.
First baseman, number 35, Ben Schnurman.
Oh, never mind. There's just one out. They didn't change it. So Aki Buxton is taken care of. He grounds out. And again, man, it's just, I have to agree with Tyler. I have to agree with Chappie. Do not mess with something that was never broken in the first place. That's all I'm going to say. The game has been fine without the technology, without the only thing that I ever want to see improve are the price of hot dogs and the expansion of new food, like the 3-foot-long stuffed jalapeno corn dog that they have in Arizona. But besides that, I got to agree. Here's the 1-1 pitch, swung on, ground ball in the hole. Nice play there. The throw to first in time. Brett Dingus, the backhanded glove and throw across his body to Norton for out number 2. Brett Dingus showing it off. He has a home run and then showing off the glove and his depth. And with 2 outs, now here is Cage Hardy. The pitch to Cage. Slider breaks toward the inside part of the plate for a strike to the right-hander. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball swung on. Foul back. No balls and 2 strikes the count. The 0-2 pitch is a fastball that's taken high for ball 1. So 1 ball and 2 strikes to count for this Colt 45 team that is executing on all cylinders. 9 in a row retired from Chapel. 1-2 pitch buried in the dirt for ball two, but just where Higuchi wanted it. Got a 1-2 pitch. Try to get something chasing down and away. Here's Chapel. He'll set. Wind in fire. The 2-2 pitch fastball. Just off the plate. And when I mean just off the plate, I don't know. We might need to go to review for that one, Chappie. Just kidding. Full count. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball swung on, foul back. Defensive swing by Hardy. Cage Hardy from Gig Harbor, Washington, attends Learfield University. Three, two pitches swung on and missed for strike three. 10 in a row retired from the man. From the man out of Harriman, Washington, Bronson Chapel is dealing. After two hits allowed in the first inning, he has found himself in the zone and in rhythm. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. 10 in a row retired by Chapel. The Colt 45s lead the Seattle Sets 7-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viper plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the fourth inning we go as the Colt 45s lead 7-0, putting up five runs in the bottom of the fourth, and what has been a pretty breezy day here on this Sunday, cleaning out some of the high pressure. And so, as we were mentioning, Brett Dingus, and so the dugout tradition that the Georgia Gwinnett team has, and it's for their relievers, and so what happens is if a reliever comes in with runners on base and they come in and don't allow any runs, they get to wear a specialized fireman's helmet in the clubhouse. And I asked them, well, why specifically a fireman's helmet? And apparently there's a fire station across from the college and across from the baseball field. Great rapport between the firefighters and the baseball players. And so that fireman's helmet really becoming a part of the tradition. Winning has been a part of the tradition this summer for the Colt 45s, who are 11-2 this season and are leading the Seattle Studs 7-0. Ding is checking in. He has walked and then hit a home run to start off that third inning. Takes way inside for ball one, having to do the Michael Jackson get out of the way of that one, that little heel tuck that he used to do. I don't know what that's called. 1-0 pitch swung on and fouled away. So this is where it really becomes a bit of a challenge as the sun sets. So you have a mixture of shadow and sun. Shadows around home plate and then the sun in the outfield and then a little bit of shade along the left side. And so as a hitter, you're dealing with sun, shadow, and makes the ball a little harder to hit. 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. So one ball and two strikes and what is a packed crowd here at Tiger Field, but still plenty of room on the bleachers if you want to be bold and spend $6 on a ticket. 1-1 and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 hit. Slider swung on, hit hard to say over the head of Gallagher. Gallagher didn't charge the ball again, and the ball just took a kangaroo hop over his head and into right field. Again, he waited on it, and as soon as that ball hit the dirt, it just bounced over his head. Second error on Gallagher. And now here is Kyle Norton, who in almost identical fashion reached base, but that was on an error on Gallagher that not only took a funny hop on him, but hit Gallagher in the face too. So let's see if Gallagher can maybe make some adjustments in the field. The pitch is taken high for ball one. 1-1, bottom of the fourth. Colt 45's lead 7-0. 3 errors committed by the Studs. 1-1 pitch, fastball taken away for ball two. And so for Norton. Norton batting 348. Here's a 2-1 pitch, slow on, grounded hard down the first baseline and foul past Marty Bassetti Jr., one of the nephews of general manager Rick Bassetti, former big league ball player who led the American League in assists, putouts, and errors in 1978 with the Toronto Blue Jays. 2-2 pitch is taken away. Three balls and two strikes to count. There goes the runner. Pitch is taken high for ball four, and so for Dingus. Reaches second, but does so on a walk. The second time today that Norton has reached base. And now here is Giacomo Crosetti, who added his third triple of the season.
Number 9, Giacomo Crosetti.
With a deep fly ball that split the right center gap and went all the way to the warning track. Around the 400-foot mark. First pitch is swung on, grounded into the hole. Nice scoop and throw by De La Cruz to get the lead runner, Dingus. One away. So Dingus is thrown out, trying to get to third on the fielder's choice. 6-5, and that will bring up Jeremy Giesig. And so, for Giesig, who comes from a very Smart Family. First pitch is swung on, and that ball is flying into right field. Back it goes to the warning track grass, and making the catch is Coca. Retreating back to second is Norton, and there's two away. So a quick out by Jeremy Giesig, whose parents are both aerospace engineers.
Designated hitter, number 21, Trey Thomas.
And now here is Thomas. Pitch to Thomas is taken inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Glad you could join us. Some fun little footnotes in history as the Giants celebrated a sweep of the Los Angeles Dodgers today, 7-3. On this day in 1938, the Dodgers signed Babe Ruth to be their first base coach for the rest of the season. And that was the only time that the Babe coached for the Dodgers. Bit of a little irrelevant footnote on this day. 2-0 hit, swung on, grounded to shore, and it is bobbled, kicked around, and dropped. There won't be a play. Four errors for the Seattle Studs. Ugh. Man, that is just got to be an absolute killer if you are a pitcher, and the Colt 45s already leading 7-0. They're not done yet. And for Rick Bassetti, man, he is holding a handful of luggage. That is an arm pad, some gloves, and so now here comes the ice skating man from Hawaii, Mackenzie Higuchi. And, of course, we'll get more stories about Higuchi, who takes a first pitch fastball in the back with the bases loaded. Coming home to score is Norton. So for Higuchi, who gets the run batted in the most uncomfortable fashion possible. And so to third goes Crisetti. To second goes Thomas. And now here is Dusty Vela. I believe he might have a home run on the year that they might not have added, but maybe I'm wrong. He's just taken away from ball one. 1-0 the count to Vela. Not sure what that was about here, and that in the background. 1-0 pitches in the dirt for ball two. We've got to love calling a game on the radio while you're surrounded by fans trying to pack the bleachers, just hearing you talk to yourself on a cell phone for 3+ hours. I must sound crazy. Oh, boy. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball in the outside corner there for a strike. So the count is 2-1. Pitch, fastball taken up and away for ball three. And so for the Colt 45s, who, again, with other teams that they've seen in the past, like last week against the Fresno Athletics, took 3-4. Took 2-3. 3-1 pitch is swung on, fouled away. With the Santa Rosa Rosebuds, swept the series. In fact, last week against the Athletics on the Sunday game, they ended up winning 20-5, drawing 11 walks. And so for the Studs, who once produced Tim Lincecum, this is a team that has competed very well in the higher ranks of the summer collegiate baseball system. But the Colt 45's giving them all they can handle. 3-2 pitch as a change of that drops late, swinging over at his Vela for strike three. And that ends the inning. So the Colt 45's send up seven batters to the plate and come away with one run on a bases loaded hit by a pitch by Mackenzie Higuchi. We're through four innings as the Reading Colt 45's lead the Seattle Studs 8-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project. Top of the fifth inning we go, and here is Jake Gallagher, who is leading things off, has two errors on the day so far, but looking to deliver with the bat, takes a fastball in the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch, fastball, swing, ground ball hard into the hole into center field for a base hit. So, good hitting there by Jake Gallagher, who was having a bit of a rough day defensively, but nothing can change a man's day than getting a leadoff single into center. And now here is Emmy Loacocca, as that stops the streak of Chapel's at 10 in a row retired. Now looking to build a new streak. Fastball, hip high strike to Coca, and the count is 0-1. Chapel winds and fires the 0-1 pitch. Fastball blew it by him again for strike two, and again, the mixture of shade and sun coming into play with the hitters at the batter's box. Tough to see right now, and even tougher when you're facing good pitching. 0-2 pitch, fastball inside for ball one. One ball and two strikes with Gallagher at first. Gallagher topping his feet, does not go. 1-2 pitch, fastball swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Coca. Second strikeout on the day. For Chapel, and now here is Nate De La Cruz. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled away. And so for De La Cruz from Miliani Community College, or excuse me, from Miliani, Hawaii, takes away for ball one. It's pretty interesting to see the way that he sets up. He's 6'3". He kind of has that bat up kind of high, that left hip tilted. Kind of reminds me a little bit of how Jason Worth used to hit.
former national outfielder. Gallagher at first, doesn't go, swinging and fouling it away. It's De La Cruz, and judging by the crowd's reaction, we have another dented car, so definitely better hope you park somewhere very, very far away. Maybe park across the street at Safeway. That's a good bet. Get a snack and then come to the ballpark. Maybe sneak in some gummy bears. 1-2 pitch is high. Throw over to first in. Back on the bag. Goes Coca. Or excuse me. Back to the bag is Gallagher. Coca soak out. It's De La Cruz at the plate. Two-two pitch, change of just inside for ball three. Higuchi trying to frame it, Kodak style, and we have a full count. Three and two, 8-0, Redding Colt 45s over the Seattle Studs in the top of the fifth. 3-2 pitch, strike three called. A delayed called strike three by Eric Nakagawa. And that takes care of De La Cruz. Back-to-back strikeouts. The fourth for Chapel, who is dealing through 4 2/3. Tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Lauk's Landscape Supply at the corner of Dirch Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-7378-2220 or log on to laukslandscape.com. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base, and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retailing walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Lauk's Landscape Supply. 0-1 pitch, fastball tails away. That might have been that two seam just sizzling away. One one and a very lollipop light toss over to first. Here's the 1-1 pitch, fastball, just a little low for ball two. And so Chapel living the good life right now. Allowing just three hits, but no walks. 2-1 pitch, lifted along the first baseline, foul out of play. So two balls, two strikes, and again, the key with Chapel is been commanding of the strike zone, and it's a good day when you've allowed just three singles, but better yet, no walks. 2-2 pitch, fastball swung, comebacker, right into Chapel's glove. He flicks it over to first to Norton, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hit. Excuse me, one hit, no runs, one hit. A man left, and we are halfway home here at historic Tiger Field. The Redding Colt 45s lead the Seattle Studs 8-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dirsch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirsch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
We have the water race going on the first baseline. And we had just had a young man that spilled all that pitcher of water all over himself. Guess he's got a... It was just funny. Kid doing the water race, carrying the jug, and he was just worried about running fast.
We need the
bottom of the fifth inning as...
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning, 45. Third baseman, number...
Says a prayer to himself. Aiden Ruminski. And so to the bottom of the fifth inning we go, and here's Patrick Fragoso. Takes away for ball one. One-oh pitch. Curveball dropped on the outside corner for a strike. Fragoso calling time now, checks in. 1-1 pitch, another off-speed pitch that's swung over for a strike. One ball and two strikes now. Fragoso swinging over the top. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on, grounded up along the third baseline and foul. Marty Bassetti had a chance to get it but missed the short hop. Marty Bassetti over at first base managing things. One, two pitch. Off-speed is away. Two and two. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, foul back, and out of play as a young man is about to get himself a souvenir. I was coming near the press box. I thought I was going to have a chance at it, but nope, way out of my leaping zone. 2-2 pitch. Change of taken high for ball three, and so for Fragoso, who is 1-for-3, but hit that two-run home run to get the Colt 45s off and running in the first inning. 3-2 fastball upstairs for ball four above the head of Fragoso. He's aboard for the second time today, and that will bring up John Ponder.
He's working on a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $1 or... $20 for your wingspan, as this benefits the Red Colt 45's travel costs for their away games.
And so with Fragoso at first, now here is John Ponder, who's been pretty quiet, went 4-for-5 in his debut Thursday, hit a two-run home run, and drove in four runs, batted in. One of pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. And so for Ponder, who also has a brother that plays both baseball and football, a sister who plays basketball, 2-1 pitch is two and one. Fragoso at first. Very short lead. Not going. 2-1 pitch. And that breaks the bat. Comebacker right to the pitcher. Ruminski, he catches it and then tosses out Fragoso for the 1-3 double play. And so for John Ponder, hits one right off the inside part of the barrel, and not sure if he's going to have to pay for a new bat, but broke the barrel, hits into a double play, and now there's two outs. And so now here is Brett Dingus, who takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball down the middle for a strike. No balls and two strikes now. Plenty of cushion for the Colt 45s, leading 8-0. Scoring two runs in the bottom of the first, five runs in the third, and then a bases loaded hit by pitch to Higuchi in the fourth. 0-2 pitch swung on. That ball is flied softly into right field. Coming in six steps under it and making the catch is Emilio Acoca, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s go down quietly. No runs, no hits, and at the end of five innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Seattle Studs 8-0 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the sixth inning we go, and the Colt 45s leading 8-0. A beautiful day for baseball as the temperature has dropped into the high 70s. Dad jokes all the way around on this Father's Day, YMCA, and people are dancing. And so, Chapel pitching into the sixth inning, and here is Charlie Larson to lead things off. Larson takes on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, fastball on the inside corner for a strike. And so, Fort Chapel, who's just been in such fine command all game long, besides the two singles in the first inning, not much of a hiccup since. Pitch is swung on, and that ball is lifted down the left field line, and that's a fair ball into the corner, into second. Goes Larson with his first base hit of the day, and so for the Seattle Studs trying to rally down 8-0, and now here is the beer batter. And so Makana Murashige, who is 0-2 on the day, shook out in the first inning, and then flied to first. Pitch is swung on, lined into left field, and that'll drop for a base hit. Moving over to third is Larson, and so Fort Chapel might be running out of steam here, so with runners at the corners. Just not seeing that early zip that we saw in his fastball, but let's see if Chapel can get himself out of the jam. And Chapel spelled C-H-A-T-T-E-L-L-E. So looks like Chappelle, but it's Chapel. That's what he says. And here's the pitch. Slider, so the comebacker, the turn to second for one, the throw to first, not in time, but a nice bit of athleticism there by Chapel, able to look the runner at third back, and then making the quick throw to second to try to get the other lead runner in force. That's just good baseball all the way around. And now for Chapel, having gone six innings, a double play, can get himself out of the inning. The pitch is taken on the inside corner for a strike. Pitch to Sherman is swung on and missed the strike two. The throw to second, not in time, and so that takes away the double play on the steal by Buxton to second. No balls, two strikes. Fans taking advantage of the ice cream, hot dogs, and hamburgers. O2 pitch swung on and fouled away.
That foul ball brought to you by Sierra Pacific Industries.
And so the fans shouting foul ball. I got to find out who started that whole foul ball chant. That, I mean, I've covered games across the country. One OT bitch has swung on foul away. Tiger Field, I'm telling you, is the only ballpark where I just hear people randomly just say foul ball after a foul ball. It's just a thing that is just, it's very Redding. Can't really explain it other than that. But every great hero has an origin story, and I will investigate. OT Rich, fastball just off the plate for ball one, says Eric Nakagawa to Schnurman. Here's the 1-2 pitch, fastball, again low. So for Chapel, staying on the positive side, a man of faith, he'll set. The 2-2 pitch, fastball swung on, bounce to first to Norton, the play. With Chapel covering is in time, coming in to score is Larson, and so the Suds are on the board as the Colt 45s trade a run, four and out.
Catcher number 28, Paige Harden.
And so now here is Cage Hardy. 0-for-2, flight out to second, and now is this going to be it's for Chapel. And so the board meeting continues, and well, they're going to let Chapel finish the inning. So let's see if, and so I guess Colt 45 is buying a little bit more time, I guess. Here's the pitch. Oh, change up on the outside corner. There for a strike. It was a beaut going off speed. Breaking ball to Cage Hardy. Here's the 0-1 pitch on the outside corner for strike two. 0-2. with Aaron Wood from UPrep getting warmed up in the bullpen. 0-2 man calling the string cheese for strike three. And down goes Cage. Cage Hardy strikes out six brilliant innings of work from Bronson Chapel from Harriman, Utah, showing him how to do it. So, one run on one hit. And they left. And we're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Reading Colts 45s lead the Seattle Suds 8-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Anyways. And so we have a new pitcher in for the Seattle Suds, as into the game is freshman right-hander Remington O'Keefe comes into the game. O'Keefe from Eatonville, Washington. Pitch is taken outside for a ball to Kyle Norton. 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner. And so for Norton, just talking about his experience in Georgia and, of course, getting the chance to explore a different part of the country. 1-1 pitch swung on, grounded to third. Up with it is Larson, throws to Sherman. And time as Sherman lays down the tag on Norton on the high throw, still takes care of business, and there's one away. And now,
right fielder.
And now here is Giacomo Crosetti. So Crosetti, who has an RBI triple, no home runs, but three triples this year to lead the Reading Colt 45s. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Aswell away inside, and getting out of the way is Crosetti. O'Keefe. He'll wind and fire. The 1-1 pitch is a slider that misses away for ball two. Two balls and one strike with Jeremy Giesig waiting on deck. 2-1, swung on, grounded to short. Up with it. The throw to first in time as De La Cruz takes care of Crosetti, and there's two away. To set up Giesig. So for Giesig.
Good stuff.
Oh, excuse me. Looks like we're having a new... It is Giesig. Yep, so Giesig, whose parents are both aerospace engineers, fouls the first pitch away and out of play. 0-1. Owen pitch swung on in a high chopper to third. Nice play there by Larson. Up with it. Throws the first in time, and that takes care of the Colt 45s, who go down in order quickly. No runs, no hits. We're through six here at historic Tiger Field. The Colt 45s lead the Seattle Suds 8-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Lox Landscape Supply. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road basin sand, decorative bark, pavers, retailing walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Lox Landscape Supply at Gersh Airport and Churn Creek Road.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the seventh inning we go, and here is Aaron Wood in to pitch. And so for Wood, who will be attending Shasta College, comes from a very talented family, led UPrep to the CIF Northern Section Division 4 Championship against Colusa this year. His mom is a dental hygienist and also runs the NorCal Rage that is home to some of the top high school softball players. First pitch is swung on, fouled away into the crowd, and there is not an athlete in sight. Everybody ran away from the action. Just a complete... Just... I mean, I don't know what to say. Usually you go for the ball, but apparently there's not enough gloves on the right side. Oh, and pitches in for a strike, 0-2. Here's Wood working quickly. He's been topped off at 82. Delivers a backdoor slider that misses inside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. And his mom, Katie, likes to describe Aaron as an 81-year-old man in an 18-year-old kid's body. Says that his favorite movie is The Shawshank Redemption. 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. There goes the runner Gallagher. He is thrown out at first, and there's one away.
From Shasta College, number 19, Aaron Wood.
So there is, here's now Emmy Lococa. The pitch is swung on, lifted along the right field line, and foul. Chuck might be there, but and this is the Chuck, thankfully. So 0-1 the counts. Here's Wood. 0-1 pitches a slider away. Surprised that they haven't turned the lights on yet. It's come a full shadow. Still able to see, but 1-1 pitch swung on and missed for strike two. So Coca down behind. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Wood. Change up, swung on, grounded to third. Nice backhanded play there. The throw to first in time. Nice glove snag nearby Fragoso to take care of Coca, and there's two away. So Coca is 0-3.
Hey kids, if you sign up for the baseball auto, please report to the game on the home team dugout.
And now here's Nate De La Cruz, who swings and fires this ball into left field, casually ranging to his right as Giesig makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So Aaron Wood, the 18-year-old fresh graduated out of UPREV, comes in and gets the job done, settles the suds down, 1-2-3. No runs, no hits. We're heading to the bottom of the seventh inning, and where it's going to be take me out to the ball game. So we will say recording for the singing of Take Me Out to the Ball Game and God Bless America. And now Rick Bassetti is encouraging everybody to sing, so I guess I'll play along as well.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the ocean wide with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Dude, it's Juneteenth and I don't have work tomorrow, so I think I might go to Monroe's. Dude, you know one thing that I discovered that is actually...
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the seventh inning as the wind has picked up here at Tiger Field, but it is a nice air-filtering breeze that is blowing through the ball yard. Glad you could join us, whether you're listening on the radio on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or listening on Free Fire Radio. A special happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, including the fathers of the players who are representing Reading in a positive fashion. And so, here in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Reading Colt 45s on top 8-1, been in control throughout the evening, looking to win 3-4 against the Studs. And so here is Trey Thomas. Thomas to lead things off. Pitch is taken low and at the ankles for ball one, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball down and away for ball two. Pitch. Slider away for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Fastball is inside for ball four, and so a four pitch walk issued to Trey Thomas, and so the Colt 45s looking to put on some more offensive fireworks as we have Mackenzie Cassingham now coming into the game at catcher. Cassingham, the switch hitting 18-year-old from UPrep, who's batting 345 this summer in 7 games. Pitch is taken a little high for ball one. So one ball and no strikes. His mom, Samantha, working over 20 years in education, spent the last couple of seasons as the Central Valley Athletic Director, but they'll be moving out to Texas. 1-0 pitch on the outside corner, and his sister, Mackenzie, is a member of the USA Merchant Marines, plays college basketball for the Merchant Marines. 1-1 pitch swung on, and a bouncer chuffers up with it. Oh, four races on, and barely getting to the bag to get Cassingham. Was the pitcher one away? It was thrown behind the pitcher, and
not pitching. Yes, does.
So for Cassingham, who comes in, rounds out, moves Thomas over to second,
and that's late for the 45.
And now, here is Dusty Vela. So Vela. Takes away for ball one. Vela, who has an RBI single and has also walked, he's walked twice. 1-0 is on the outside corner for a strike. Righty to the lefty. One one in the dirt, and holding it second is Thomas. So again, the Colt 45s here at Tiger Field. They've been playing on Tiger Field for 20 years, but this Tiger Field has been in existence for 100 years, dating back to 1923. Was once the host of the Reading Browns. The Reading Browns were a Class A Far West minor league team to the St. Louis Browns, who became the Baltimore Orioles. Two ball, one pitch is swung on and fouled away. So plenty of history here. Two balls and two strikes. Two pitches swung on, foul tipped into the glove for strike three. Down goes Vela. So Vela strikes out, and now here is Patrick Fregoso.
Now batting number eight, Patrick Fregoso.
Pitch is taken inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Pitcher sets. He winds and fires. 1-0 pitch is taken outside for ball two. And so, with the count 2-0, brings up the fact that one of the proudest things that Redding can say was the fact that former Brooklyn Dodgers pitcher Joe Hatton lived in Redding. Ended up living the rest of his life before passing away in the 1970s. 3-0 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, and Hatton was the starting pitcher when Jackie Robinson made his debut. And that debut was all the way back on April 15th, 1947 at Ebbets Field. 3-1 pitches inside for ball four. Fregoso walks for the second time today. And now here, pinch hitting for John Ponder is going to be Hunter Reed. So Hunter Reed checks into the game. Hunter Reed from Plano, Texas, attends Texas A&M, Texarkana, a big fella, 6'4". And I was talking to him about the barbecue here, and he just said there's no place that serves barbecue quite like his home state of Texas. And I asked him, is it the seasoning? Is it the way that it's cooked? Is it the beef? He's just like, I don't know. It's just not Texas. Pure and simple. Went to Plano High School and had a graduating class of 1,800 kids. Asked him if he played football, and he's like, nope. Focus always on baseball. Very devout man when it comes to his faith and his love for Christianity. Representing the First Baptist Church in Texarkana, 1-1 pitch is inside for ball two. So, man who is about his baseball, and if you don't catch him on Sundays playing baseball, he's probably at his church. 2-1 pitch is inside and low for ball three. And so for Reed, who leads the Colt 45s with 3 home runs and 15 runs batted in with 2 runners aboard. At second is Thomas, and at first is Fregoso. The 3-1 pitch swung on, lifted foul and out of play. Oh, and that's going to leave a mark on a car. I'm blocked by the tent, so... Yep, black pickup truck, but they got the lifetime warranty tested on those babies, so it's all good, no damage done. 3-2 to Reed. Here's the pitch. Runners in motion. Pitch is swung on, lifted down the first baseline and foul. Plenty of room for Schnurman, who makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s get Trey Thomas aboard, along with Patrick Fragoso. Two walks in the inning, but no runs to show for it. We're through seven innings, and I think this is where they're going to do the race. Oh, no. So this is the beach ball one, so in the of the eighth inning. Oh. In the next half inning, we're going to toss it over to Chabby, who's going to give us some scores from around the league. We'll be right back here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
One more job.
Top of the eighth inning we go, and here is Dustin Niles, who is now in the pitch. For Niles, who is a right-hander from Foothill High School. Niles was once the FFA president. So, top of the eighth inning. The future farmers of America. Her pitch is swung on, lined into left field for a base hit. Into second. The throw to second. Not in time. Under it with a leadoff double is Garrett Ringer. So Ringer leads off with a double.
All right, I need all the kids' attention. If you would like to be a loser in the shoe race, please be.
And so now, coming up to bat is Charlie Larson. It's 8-1. Reading Colt 45s. Here's the pitch from Niles, who delivers a little low for ball one. One of pitch on the inside corner for a strike. So one ball and one strike, as we'll end this Sunday with the Lose Your Shoes race. So we'll go on to the field and we'll call the action to see who comes out on top. 1-1 pitches a slider in the dirt for ball two. And for Dustin Niles, he'll be using this opportunity with the Colt 45s to hopefully find a four-year college that will want him. Was a member of the Folsom Lake College team that made it to the California Community College State Championships this year. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball way upstairs for ball three. Working with Niles is Cassingham. 3-1. He'll look into Cassingham, get his sign, and he'll set. 3-1 pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. Delayed call by Eric Nakagawa. So we're now starting to have some late clouds blow in from right field, huh? Might be some rain after the game. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and lifted into right field. Under it is Kyle Norton. He'll make the catch. And so there's one away.
Okay, we're seeing.
So Norton, who moved from first base over to right field. And with... So here is...
I'm looking around.
Here's Lakana Murashige. Ringer at second. Here's the pitch to Ringer. Fast or to Murashige, who delivers away for ball one. 1-0.
Right.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on. That ball is hammered down the left field line and foul and into the Colt 45's dugout or bullpen. One pitch. That's way upstairs for ball two. That gave Murashige a little bit of an afternoon shave right there. Two balls and one strike. Niles working on his command, topping out at 87 to 88. 2-1 pitch swung on, lined into left field, and that'll drop for a base hit. Rounding third. And scoring is Ringer, an RBI single by Murashige. And there's the score is now 8-2 in favor of the Colt 45s.
Yeah. I promise.
Oh my God. How many beers have you had?
Oh, here's a pitch swung on, grounded up along the third baseline and foul.
Five, warning.
The winner!
Here's the 0-1 pitch, slider away for ball one as a person just won $250 in the raffle. We'll have the loser shoes race coming up in just a bit. Here's the 1-1 pitch, swung on. And a roller to second. The scoop to second for one. The throw to first. Double play. Nice. Little bit of glove work there by Dingus with the glove flip to Vela. And then Vela feeding to Reed for the double play. We're heading to the field now for the Lose Your Shoes race here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KTNR.
I'm just so sorry.
Hey kids, are you ready? Are you guys
ready? You ready?
I think they're going to handle off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here we go. So we're at the Lose Your Shoes race. We got about 40 kids on the wall, and they're going to lose their shoes and then try to find their shoes and then race over to win. Here we go. And they're off to the races, and there they go. Who is going to win? Oh, man, we got a fast kid wearing an Under Armour shirt. You know he can move, but now to find the shoes. Man, there's so many kids going on. One person's got their shoe on. Oh, we got a kid in black shirt. Comes from behind, and he wins. A kid in gray. Man, he just knew where to go. That must have been in record time. So, the winner wearing a U-Prep hat. And so, we'll get back to the booth here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. That was the mini game, the Lose Your Shoes race with Homer the Mascot. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dirsch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirsch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the bottom of the eighth inning. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Lauk's Landscape Supply. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base, and sand. Decorative bark, pavers, retaining walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Lauk's Landscape Supply, at the corner of Dirsch Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to laukslandscape.com. That's 530-378-2220. One ball and two strikes. The count to Brett Dingus. The 1-2 pitch waved out of miss to strike three. And down he goes. As Cameron Hale there pitching from Kent, Washington, and with one away. And now here is Kyle Norton. He swings and fouls the first pitch away. 0-1. And so for Norton, 0-3, has reached base twice on an error and a walk. 1-0 pitch, bounced low for ball two. Two-0 pitches inside for ball three. So three balls and no strikes account. And again, we have some clouds moving in from the east. Hopefully it doesn't start to rain. 3-0 pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fastball down and in for ball four. And so for Norton, reaches for the second time today. And so now here is Giacomo Crosetti.
Center fielder, number 9, Giacomo Crosetti.
Here's the pitch. Fastball down the middle for a strike. 0-1. Game time started at 6. Started at 6 o'clock. So, been another efficient day of ball. 0-1 pitch is a changeup that stays a little up. There goes Norton. The pitch is in there for a strike. The throw to second, not in time. And then it rolled into center field, but staying is Norton. So Norton got himself a massive jump. Not even a look from Hale, and Norton had that base stolen easily. Two balls and one strike. The former two-sport athlete who played basketball at last in college, but opted to make baseball his focus. One, two pitch, two crosses. So that ball is lasered into right field for a base hit. And to score is Norton standing up. Another hit for Giacomo Crosetti from Shasta College, the local boy from Foothill, getting it done, and it's 9-2, Colt 45. So the second run batted in. And now, here's the pitch to Giesig, who swings and fouls the pitch away.
That foul ball brought to you by C.R. Gibbs. American Grill. Open the famous strip bowl.
Oh, and two, the pitch to Giesig swung on and missed a strike three, so Giesig is rung up by Hale.
Now having designated hitter number 21, Trey Thomas.
And now here is Trey Thomas. This is Thomas is inside for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch, fastball down the middle for a strike. One pitch swung on, and there's a high fly ball into center field going back, though, playing against the wind, making the catch is Buxton, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s add another run, though, thanks to Foothill alum and Shasta College outfielder Giacomo Crosetti with an RBI single that brings in Kyle Norton. One run on one hit, a man left, and we're going to the top of the ninth inning, the Reading Colt 45s, 3 outs away from taking 3-4 from the Seattle Studs here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks.
And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirsch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
First baseman, number 35, Ben Sherman.
Top of the ninth inning, and here is Ben Sherman to lead things off. And into the game is Skylar Goddard. So Goddard from White City, Oregon, takes on the outside corner. Delivers on the outside corner for a strike. To Schnurman, 1-1 pitch, swung on, bounce to short, back into the throw, across, not in time. That'll go as an infield single as Brett Dingus showing some depth, making a good play, covering his tracks. And so for Schnurman, 2-for-4 at the plate. Hits to Hardy, swung on, and there's a high fly ball into deep left center. Back it goes, near the warning track, going back and making the catch in center is Crescetti, and there's one away.
Hardy flies out for two.
And so the Colt 45s, 1-2 outs away from taking 3-of-4 from the National Baseball Congress Association members. Fastball is taken in the dirt for ball one.
Second baseman, number 14, Jake Gallagher.
And so here is Jake Gallagher. Goddard sets. He'll wind and fire, wearing a very nice, well-manicured handlebar mustache. Taking down and away for ball two. Enjoys fishing and has gotten a chance to do some bass fishing around Shasta County. 2-0 hit, swung on, lined into center field, but right there to pick it off is Crescetti. 2 away. It has been the Shasta College sophomores' night. Two outs, and now the Colt 45s, one out away from taking the series. On one. Here's Goddard. He will wind and fire. The 0-1 pitch swung on and fouled to the plate for strike two. So 0-2. The count. Who is numbers? Oh, yeah. To Nate De La Cruz. Here's Goddard. Heel set. The 0-2 pitch is bouncing the dirt for ball one. Nice play there by Cassingham, though, keeping it in front. One, two pitch is swung on, lifted down the right field line and foul. So one ball and two strikes, White City, Oregon, located just outside of Medford, talking with Goddard how White City might be forming to be a part of the Medford metropolitan area. One, two pitch is in the dirt, skips by Cassingham and a second on the wild pitch. Goes Schnurman. Two and two. The 2-2 pitch, slider swung on, lifted down the right field line, and that's a fair ball. That's going to go all the way to the corner. Scoring is Schnurman. Putting on the brakes at second. Sinking for third and then retreating back to second. Stumbling head over heels is De La Cruz. So De La Cruz drives in the run. Slipped off of second base and fell on his keister. But was able to pop up and slide back to second safely. And so it's now 9-3, and now coming to the plate is the man with the very Jason Worth-like batting stance, is the 6'3" Garrett Ringer. Here's Goddard. He'll set the pitch. On the outside corner there for a strike. 0-1. Here's the 0-1 pitch taken away. One pitch is another slider. That's away for ball two. So two balls and one strike for the man from White City. That is home to the Tuville State Recreational Sites. 2-1 pitch is a little high. And so for Goddard, having a little bit of trouble finishing off the day. After six innings of work by Bronson Chapel, who went six innings and allowed just one run with four strikeouts, and now going out in a hurry to talk to Goddard. Again, two outs, but you're just never quite sure. And so for Bob Anderson, going to go out and talk to Goddard and to try to see if he can close this thing out and help the Colt 45 team reach for its 12th win on the year. Here's the pitch. Swung on. And that ball is rubbed into right field. Trying to dive and make the catch is Norton, but he can't get it. In to score is one run, which is De La Cruz. Stopping at third is Ringer. A single by Larson, and it's now 9-4. Ringer at second. And now, here's the pitch to Charlie Larson. Fastball, taking a little high for ball one. 1-0, no action going on in the Colt 45's bullpen. Goddard is the lone man out there. They're leaving it up to him. 1-0 pitch, slider, bounce to short. Nice play there by Dingus to throw to first in time. Took a funky hop, but he was able to stay in front, make the accurate throw to Reed, and the Colt 45's take 3-4 from the Seattle Suds, winning the concluding game of the four-game series by a final score of 9-4. This has been Ethan Hansen for Tyler Chapman in downtown saying so long from Tiger Field. We'll be with you all summer long as the Colt 45s take the field again Wednesday at 7 p.m. against TKD Bay Area. For Ethan Hansen with Tyler Chapman saying so long from Tiger Field, this has been 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Today's broadcast has been sponsored locally by Lux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersch Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to luxlandscape.com. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base, and sand. Decorative bark, pavers, retailing walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Love's Landscape Supply. Have a great night, everybody.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
This is Tyler Chapman in KCNR's downtown studio. Another win for the Colt 45s, 9-4 over the Seattle Studs. We now return you to regularly scheduled programming.
Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Ad Council. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com/J-O-Y.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so we're focusing on memory care right now, and I kind of felt like I rushed through that last part a little bit. But again, you can have a provider, a senior care community at all of the different levels, and some offer a dedicated memory care neighborhood or unit or just a portion of the building. Some do not. So, I mean, you have to be real careful about that. All right, we have the codes on the doors. So, now, look, this is not a prison, right? You can leave the area. You just need to leave. When you leave the area, you just need to be accompanied for your own safety and security. Again, that smaller space, fewer residents, less stimulation. Activity programming, instead of having an hour-long activity of bingo or a game or some kind of an exercise, it might be 20 minutes. So typically you'll see a lot more activities for shorter periods of time. And that's very helpful. That's part of that support in memory care. Then you'll have more staff. Typically you would expect to see a little more staffing, so a little higher staffing ratios in the memory care portion of the community versus the general care area. They're trained in redirection. And they're trained to understand dementia and Alzheimer's and all of the things that go along with that. And again, if you go to an assisted living community and they say, oh, yeah, but then we have memory care, and they're implying that that's a higher level of care, nope, it's not. It's still an assisted living memory care unit or neighborhood. Still helps you with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, incontinence management. They distribute your medication. You have all of the different activities and programming. They make all of your meals, snacks, and hydration. Doctors make house visits. There's transportation to go out to see specialists. All of that. It's still assisted living, but it's a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. It's just as simple as that. If anyone else tries to make it more complicated than that, then you have to wonder, why are they doing that? Usually the answer is pretty obvious. Okay, and then some of the questions that you can just review, hopefully this will help you. I think it's going to help a lot of people understand whether or not you need just general care at a senior care community or if you're going to need memory care. And this just in, a lot of my clients and a lot of people listening here, let's say you cannot provide the care any longer in your home, and you need to find a care community. Your loved one may have dementia, Alzheimer's, and they may have all of these issues, but they may not need memory care yet. Okay, so in that case, they may be just a great fit to move into assisted living, home plus, long-term care, residential care, into the general care area. And then at some point, here's the kicker. You want to make sure, if your loved one has dementia, they've been diagnosed, and we know how this disease progresses. It may progress quickly. It may progress very slowly over a very long period of time. But the bottom line is, we know about this disease. We can anticipate the issues that come along with this disease, which then leads us to be able to anticipate the kind of care and support that they're going to need. So even if they're early on, they're pleasantly confused, but they just need a lot of help with those ADLs, you're not able to do it. Let's say you go out and you choose an assisted living community. They may just be perfectly fine in that general care area. But make darn sure, I'm telling you, if you could see me, I'm pointing my finger. Make sure you choose a place that has a separate, dedicated memory care unit or a memory care neighborhood. Because if you don't, and you just move into a place, oh, yeah, we provide memory care, but they don't have that separate unit, and you'll hear that a lot out in the market, by the way. Your loved one lives there for several months, a year or two, everything's fine, until one day it's not. Hey, we found your mom about a half a mile down the street, walking around and looking at the flowers, and fortunately she wasn't hurt, but it's 90 degrees outside. If she would have been out much longer, she would have been could have been in big trouble. Or we found your dad around the block knocking on the neighbor's house wanting to get in because he was confused. And we're not a secure building here. Okay, your mom just walked right out the front door, never had a problem, but you don't have a problem until you do have a problem. So, and one day it'll just happen. It's just like click, boom. What? Whoa, where did that come from? It's part of the disease progression. And so if they don't have the memory care neighborhood, then you're going to have to move. And most people that I work with in my firm, Senior Care Consulting, they would rather not do that. In fact, I wouldn't let them do that. So we would look for a place where we can start off in general care and then move to the memory care portion of that community in the future if and when needed. So ask yourself these questions. So is my loved one wandering? Just walking around. They may walk outside, and do they wander about, going in and out of rooms and opening doors, and maybe a little bit confused? Are they mobile? Are they just cruising around everywhere? That is a risk factor for sure. Do they appear to become overstimulated if there's too much noise or too many people around? And they may just kind of withdraw for a while if you have like a big family event. Everybody's laughing and whooping and hollering, and it's loud. And then pretty soon what's happening is they could be getting wound up pretty tight inside, and then they could kind of explode and become very belligerent, very agitated. They may even become combative. Okay, so that anxiety just builds and builds and builds, and it just blows up. Okay, and shouting and screaming loudly and becoming aggressive, belligerent, again, combative. If you see that kind of thing, that is a major sign that you're going to need memory care. Do they get agitated easily, or are they pretty laid back? Do you notice something that is referred to as sundowner's syndrome? Typically, this is in Alzheimer's, but I've heard about it with other forms of dementia, where late afternoon, early evening, you see your loved one become more anxious, more just kind of wound up, and they have to kind of burn off that energy, and they might appear to be upset, or they could. Their mood and their demeanor could completely change. That's sundowner's syndrome, okay? And there are some other things to look for, but look for these things, and that will tell you whether or not you could use general care or memory care when considering moving to a senior care community. If you need help with all that, of course, we could help at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, or online at our awesome brand-new website at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
For breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. Russia and Ukraine said to be suffering high numbers of military casualties as Ukraine's counteroffensive pushes on.
British intelligence officials monitoring the combat say the most intense fighting has centered on the southeastern Zaporizhia province, around Bakhmut, and further west in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk province. They say Russian losses are probably at their highest level since March. A Russian military spokesman says his forces are prevailing. The Ukrainian military says this weekend, Russia's carried out 43 airstrikes, 4 missile strikes, and 51 attacks from multiple rocket launchers. Military officials warn Ukraine's counteroffensive will likely last a long time. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden's decision to shuffle the Democratic primary calendar could backfire.
As he runs for re-election, the president is in danger of not winning the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. Late last year, he announced that South Carolina would be the first voting state in the Democrats' 2024 primary season. But officials in the traditional first-to-vote states don't like the plan and are threatening to go first. As Axios points out, that sets up a scenario in which Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or another Democrat could win Iowa and New Hampshire and embarrass the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican Senator John Cornyn says he expects it'll be some time before the start of former President Trump's classified documents trial.
If they decide to draw the process out, they can probably do that to some extent. But my experience as a former judge is that a lot of it depends on the judge's willingness to take control of the case and the courtroom.
The Texas senator was interviewed recently on the Salem Radio Network. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Take the time to really get to know your body. You find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Let's go to the movies.
The Flash debuts as the box office leader this weekend. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest.
I completely broke the universe.
A lot of anticipated movies came out this weekend, and The Flash proved to be the biggest draw. It opened with $55 million in North American theaters, according to studio estimates. The Pixar animated film Elemental opened in second with $29.5 million. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse finishes third in its third weekend of release. Transformers Rise of the Beasts is number 4. The Little Mermaid is in 5th place.
Kumo, the African lion who was a star attraction at California's Sacramento Zoo, has died at the age of 16. The zoo says Kumo was euthanized Saturday, a day after the big cat was pulled off an exhibit because of declining health due to advanced age. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. General Motors plans to spend $632 million to update its Fort Wayne, Indiana assembly plant.
This is so GM can make the next generation of full-size pickup trucks with internal combustion engine. The investment in new conveyors and equipment in the body shop and assembly areas won't create any new jobs, but it will keep jobs for about 4,000 people who work at the plant. Construction will start in 2024 at the factory, which now builds the Chevrolet Silverado 1500 and GMC Sierra 1500 light-duty pickup trucks. John Scott reporting.
A constitutional proposal by California Governor Newsom includes implementing universal background checks and raising the minimum age to buy a firearm to 21. The Democrats' 28th Amendment proposal would also institute a reasonable waiting period for all gun purchases and ban assault rifles throughout the country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Consulting.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's a great pleasure to be behind this microphone sharing vital health information with you. I consider it a privilege, and you can participate by calling 877-726-8255. This program is, above all, interactive, but we've got lots of topics to touch upon today. A little later, we're going to talk about the benefits of a specific form of wheat germ extract. Maybe you haven't heard about this, but it's a very interesting story, something that Adele Davis was talking about back in the 1950s, 1960s. She was talking about put some wheat germ on your cereal in the morning and eat a lot of wheat germ, put it in shakes, and now wheat germ is making a comeback in a new form. A lot of people concerned about gluten and wheat allergies these days. 877-726-8255. Lots of stories to share with you. Let's start with a couple of features on the subject of exercise. One of my favorite topics, because among all the anti-aging disease-preventing therapies that we have, whether it be medication, you know, you could talk blood pressure medication, statins, these are touted as helping us avoid the grim reaper. And then, of course, there are all these lifestyle factors and then a multitude of vitamins, anti-aging substances that we often talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. There's sleep, there's stress reduction, but trumping them all is exercise, an exercise that you can maintain well into your 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. It really is a recipe for health, well-being, mental acuity, preservation of cognitive function, and a long life. So, big new study, and it's making a splash, but it hasn't really been publicized. Researchers are honing in on the secret sauce of exercise. What is it about exercise that improves health, longevity, and performance? And a new study is making waves. It's in a scientific journal called Cell Metabolism, and it demonstrates the myriad ways that exercise changes the secretion of proteins by 21 different cell types in mice. Mice were the experimental animals, and they're using better and better techniques of what's called metabolomics. They can look at a wide variety of things, not just, say, cholesterol and HDL, inflammatory markers, but they can hone in on some things that we haven't really yet discovered, things that are sort of at the outer reaches of the solar system of our understanding of nutrition and its effects on metabolism and the impact of exercise. And what they found, to their surprise, they were a little bit blown away by this. They discovered nearly 200 different proteins whose presence in the blood changes due to exercise, including some promising targets for drug intervention. Yeah, there may be something in the future that we can harness. That won't exactly be the equivalence of exercise. We won't have exercise in a pill where you can just lay on the couch and watch Netflix all day, if you can still keep your subscription. Netflix is sort of cleaning up its act with a lot of shared subscriptions. People are running into roadblocks when they sign in. But exercise appears to have an impact on a wide variety of these very, very interesting chemicals. And so they also proved this by engineering mice that secreted heightened levels of what are called carboxylesterase proteins from the liver without exercise. You can kind of tweak the genes of experimental animals. It's not really ethical to do that in humans yet. We could create a super race of humans through genetic modification. But the ethics and the long-term consequences of that, much less the expense of that, leave it in the realm of the hypothetical. So when they increase levels of these carboxylase proteins, things that are naturally generated by exercise, it turns out that the mice resist weight gain on a high-calorie diet, and they also exhibited improved endurance on a treadmill. This is without exercise conditioning. So they've actually found the benefits of exercise. So this week has been a big exercise week for me. I've been running, cycling, swimming, and hitting the weight room. And I do it, you know, A, to feel good, and B, to fend off flabbiness and weight gain that occurs with age, but also as the keystone of my personal anti-aging and disease preventive strategy. And here's another study, and this study done last year. Exercise reduces circulating biomarkers of cellular senescence in humans. Senescence means that process by which you go downhill with age, of course. And we really want to study the process of senescence because we want to fend it off. And what they found is that a mere 12 weeks of structured exercise drove significant improvements in several performance-based and self-reported measures of physical function in older adults. Okay, they felt better, they performed better, but also key markers of senescence. And, you know, here we're going to get into some inside baseball, things called P16, P21, CGAS, TNF-alpha. They were significantly lowered in response to exercise. That's with a short 12-week intervention in senior adults. So, yeah, exercise appears to be a panacea-like elixir for maintaining health, fending off disease, and extending life, and quality of life as well, health span, not just lifespan. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's talk to one of our callers, Robert, from Staten Island. How you doing, Robert?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman.
Hey.
Thank you so much for all of the great information you give and your, you know, non-ideological approach to health and wellness. I'm 79, and I wanted to have checked my DHEA. I've been taking 50 milligrams a day, and it said 103. So do you think I'm not absorbing enough? Is that a...
Well, first of all, it probably was the wrong test, because the doctor that you asked to check your DHEA is not familiar with the right way to check for DHEA. Because unless it's DHEA sulfate, you know, you can check your lab test.
Yeah.
But DHEA is not really a good marker for your DHEA status. Is it DHEA sulfate that you're talking about?
I'm looking. It just says...
DHEA.
DHEA unconjugated.
Unconjugated DHEA. Yeah, that's a frequent mistake that conventional doctors do. They go, you know, they indulge you. They say, okay, fine, you know, I'll run the test for you. But they don't understand that the proper way to test for it is by testing for DHEA sulfate. So I can't tell you that that DHEA level means a lot. It is, I guess, a little low in what they consider the normal range. But it doesn't really reflect the impact of the DHEA you're taking. Now, why would you take DHEA? DHEA has some remarkable properties for older individuals. It's somewhat anabolic, but without some of the harmful effects of testosterone. So women can take DHEA, and you know, very high doses of DHEA in women can cause oily skin, acne, maybe some alopecia or hair thinning. You know, androgenic alopecia, which occurs, you know, more in men because men have more male sex hormones. But in men, it's well tolerated. That's 50 milligrams of DHEA is what I take on a daily basis. What you have to watch out for, though, is if you have borderline PSA and your prostate is being observed for the possibility that you may be developing prostate cancer, you kind of have to be careful about DHEA because DHEA has the potential to fuel hormone-related cancers. Also in women, we might be concerned about breast cancer, even uterine cancer, certain cases of ovarian cancer. So you have to be a little selective about taking DHEA. We can't take it willy-nilly. It's best to do so under doctor's supervision. But, yeah, I can't really say what that means when you have done probably the wrong test. And I get ticked off at labs sometimes because we order DHEA sulfate, and then they do the wrong test, and then we have to retest our patients because they don't get it. They don't really have a good understanding of DHEA supplementation. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number. More calls coming up, but a little follow-up to Robert's call earlier about DHEA. DHEA has significant effects on musculature. It can slow the progression of something called sarcopenia, which is the age-related loss of muscle mass that can lead to frailty. But it also has profound effects on the brain. It really helps energy. It is a motivator for people who are kind of losing their mojo. DHEA can be very effective. And it can also alleviate depression, especially when low levels of DHEA are found in a blood test. You can supplement DHEA, and it has a mood lifting effect. It increases serotonin in the brain. One slight contraindication to DHEA is that if you're suffering from bipolar disease, you may not want to take it because it has the potential to increase mania. Okay, but you know, for the most part, that is not a concern unless you're suffering from what used to be called manic depression, now called bipolar disease. 877-726-8255 our number, and let's talk to Mary. Mary, where are you from?
I'm in from Somerset, New Jersey. Doctor, how are you?
Very well, thanks. From Somerset, New Jersey, beautiful place to be.
It is. Very nice.
Yep. So what's your question?
My question is, I had some blood work done, and this was done by a rheumatologist, and she did a very thorough job. And in the liver functions, the AST number came out as a 38. And she seems very concerned with that. She's having me do another blood test in a week. So I just wanted your opinion. Is 38 really way out of whack for a liver function result?
No, it is not. It is just slightly above the cutoff point, which I believe is 35. And so it's very common to have slight elevations in AST. You know, I think you might be working with a doctor who's a little bit OCD about test results. I don't panic when I see patients who have a slight elevation of AST, but it could be a sign of fatty liver in some cases. If you're overweight, if you have a high triglyceride level, if you're pre-diabetic, that can certainly cause fat infiltration in your liver, which is, you know, actually so prevalent that perhaps 40-50% of Americans, adult Americans, suffer from it. And a lot of kids now are suffering from it because of poor diets. Also, if you're on medication, are you on medication, Mary, and taking any kind of are you taking statins, for example?
Yes, I am.
Oh, bingo, right there. You know, that's almost to be expected when you're taking a statin drug. So I wouldn't panic about that. And, you know, I don't know, it sounds like kind of like a rookie move by the doctor saying, oh, my goodness, you know, it's getting you into a dither. Oh, let's repeat a blood test soon. You know, I wouldn't pull the ripcord so quickly on a minor aberration, especially when it's easily explicable. Now, of course, it's best to have liver function in normal range, because any elevation in your liver function means that your body's detoxification systems are kind of burdened. And so I'm not saying ignore this, but, you know, work with diet and perhaps certain supplements to improve your liver function. You can work with glutathione and acetylcysteine. Silymarin is helpful for liver function, but it sometimes interferes with the effectiveness of some of the medications that you may be taking, so I might steer away from that. And, of course, you know, pay real attention to your diet, because diet is a big factor here, for sure. All right, 877-726-8255. Our number. I'm excited to share this with you, because we often talk about CBD, cannabidiol, here in this program. We have a sponsor, CB Sciences, plus CBDOL.com. And it is touted as something that helps with sleep. And I've seen it work for some of our patients. Some of our patients, even with the worst insomnia, they've tried everything under the sun. And they take CBD and they get relief from really torturous sleeplessness. And so this is the first study where it's a double-blind placebo-controlled study with a lot of subjects, 1,793 adults experiencing symptoms of sleep disturbance, and they matched CBD, 15 milligrams of CBD, with melatonin, 5 milligrams of melatonin, well known to assist sleep for some people. Doesn't always work, but it can be helpful. And they found that CBD was equally effective as melatonin in the first of its kind clinical trial, which supports CBD's efficacy to boost sleep quality. Very cool. So it's, you know, it's not just placebo. It really does seem to make a difference for many people. I personally take it at bedtime, and it deepens my sleep. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're suffering from a serious health challenge or just want to protect your good health, I want to tell you about Meditrol Fermented Wheat Germ Extract from American Biosciences. Imagine every cell in your body working at peak performance, achieving enhanced energy, quality of life, and optimal immune system performance. More than 50 research articles in peer-reviewed medical journals describe fermented wheat germ extract's remarkable health benefits in a wide range of serious health challenges. Meditrol is the most potent fermented wheat germ extract ever produced, and it's the only one that's gluten-free. Just 2 Meditrol capsules daily supports your immune system, cellular health, and energy production. Rescue your mitochondrial function and optimize your energy with Meditrol Fermented Wheat Germ Extract. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com, or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flavanatural's Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high flavanol cocoa powder may help prevent cardiovascular disease. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flavanatural's dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate, with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes, too. That's flavanaturals.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Your podcast.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
What a milestone. Tech It Out, the weekly syndicated radio show and podcast, is celebrating its 300th episode. As the host of Tech It Out, I wanted to announce we have an awesome giveaway to celebrate. Our title sponsor, ASUS, is giving away a sleek premium laptop, the ASUS ZenBook 14 OLED, model number UM3402, which starts at $939. I'll tell you how to enter in a moment, but this ZenBook 14 OLED has a gorgeous 14-inch touchscreen display, a powerful processor for work or play, smooth graphics performance, and super fast Wi-Fi 6E. To be eligible to win, you need to be in the continental U.S., at least 18 years of age, and simply post the hashtag TechItOut on your favorite social media platform and say what you like about the show or podcast. That's it, and good luck. Celebrating 300 episodes of Tech It Out.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. More of your calls coming up. But earlier I talked about the benefits of CBD for sleep, and most of this was anecdotal. People reported that their sleep was better, but hey, you know, sometimes there's a placebo effect. A recent double-blind placebo-controlled trial showed that it was as effective as melatonin in promoting sleep, first study of its kind. So let me give you a heads up on CBD. Of course, as you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which we now know has a lot to do with mood, sleep, and tranquility. I found that it helps people relax and absolutely can support restful sleep. I believe that CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. It's something that I think is perhaps not just the supplement of the year, but the supplement perhaps of the decade. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC Free, for those who are concerned about having small amounts of THC mixed with their CBD. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. I personally sleep better with just plain CBD without the THC. The THC sometimes gives me sort of like a little bit more restless sleep. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome whatever intense challenges to mental and physical well-being you're experiencing. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients, as I mentioned before in the recent study. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. We really want you to try this. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies. It's a variety of forms that you can choose from. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take a call from Carol. Carol, where are you calling from?
From Manhattan.
Okay, Carol in Manhattan. Welcome. How you doing?
Yeah, and I listen to you every Saturday. Wouldn't miss you.
Oh, great. Thanks for listening.
About 6 months ago, I called you because I had fractures, and we talked about what I should take, and you said I should definitely take something, and we talked about Prolia, and I did take Prolia. So the 6 months is going to be up soon.
Yeah.
So my question to you, I've been reading all of these side effects of Prolia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now they're saying that you really have to take it for the rest of your life.
Yeah. There's a concern is that, while Prolia really does reduce the risk of fractures if taken continuously, there's a problem because if you decide, I'm not going to take it anymore, or I can't afford it, I lost my insurance or whatever, you are prone to a form of rebound, which might not only negate the benefits of having taken it, but leave you even more vulnerable to subsequent fractures. So a couple of ways that they deal with that is that you can continuously take Prolia, although we don't have long-term studies. What happens when people take Prolia for, 5, 10, 15 years? Or alternatively, some doctors are giving patients Prolia for a short period of time to boost bone, but they must be followed up. They can't just say, you boosted bone, you can stop now. You then probably have to follow up with a bisphosphonate medication like, Fosamax, Actonel, or Beneva for more long-term protection. Now, I say this because I recall that you already have had a fracture, right? So you demonstrated that you're at very high risk. It's not just trivial risk. You don't want to have progressive fractures, which make you walk at a 90-degree angle or cause you to have a catastrophic hip fracture, which can really be life-threatening in both men and women past a certain age. I mean, a high percentage of men and women who have hip fractures in their 70s and 80s and beyond don't survive because it just begins a rapid downhill course. So, I acknowledge that there are downsides to this, and that not to mention that these medications can increase the risk for dental problems, osteonecrosis of the jaw. But usually you can reduce the likelihood of that by avoiding dental procedures that drill into your jaw and create problems with inflammation and delayed healing. So there you have it, Carol. I mean, you jumped on the Prolia train, and unfortunately it's hard to get off. That's a problem.
So I should at this point continue taking it.
Yeah, that would be advisable, unfortunately. But, look, I'm not encouraging women with low risk, slightly low bone density to immediately take this medication because there are drawbacks. And I think there are better ways of dealing with moderate osteopenia or even mild osteoporosis naturally so that you don't have to be exposed to the risks of these medications. But as with everything, whether it's statin drugs or osteoporosis medications, blood pressure medications, there's a time and a place for these things, and they can be used appropriately, but with discretion, when natural approaches don't do enough to reduce your risk. So thanks for your follow-up call. Good luck with that. 877-726-8255, our number. And not that I'm trying to emulate this guy, but in Ohio, there's a 100-year-old doctor. He's the world's oldest practicing doctor. And he says that retirement is the enemy of longevity. So his name is Dr. Howard Tucker. He was born on July 10th, 1922, which means he's coming up for his 101st birthday. And he says that a key to longevity, and I have to say, for me, it is to some extent meaningful work, to a large extent, you know, contributing, making a difference, having a purpose in life. Having a structure really helps people sustain well-being, good mental outlook, and overall health. So, you know, I hope to be able to be broadcasting to you 30 years hence. I'm not sure I will. Other life options loom, and sometimes one's capacities wane, and you have to be kind of realistic about that and step back from some of the things you do. But so far, so good for me. And I got an outstanding role model in Dr. Howard Tucker, who turns 101 this year as a practicing, the world's oldest practicing physician. More power to him. 877-726-8255, our number. Wheat germ is something that has been touted as a great form of nutrition. But recently, concern over gluten and wheat allergy has cast a pall over wheat germ. But it's coming back in a new form. And I don't know that much about it. And perhaps you don't either. And I want to share some exciting information about a new formulation that brings the benefits of wheat germ without some of its downsides. Coming up, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better. But taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. The city of Enterprise, Alabama, and the partners of Alabama's Challenge hosted a Veterans Well-Being Town Hall and Resource Fair last week at the Enterprise Civic Center.
The two-part event is inspired by a statewide effort called Alabama's Challenge for Preventing Suicide Among Service Members, Veterans, and Their Families, which aims to combat the continuing stigma veterans face with mental illness. Recently released data shows 143 veterans in Alabama die by suicide in 2021, which is a rate higher than the national veteran average and significantly higher than the national civilian average. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Did you know that more than 60% of sales in Amazon's store are from independent sellers, most of which are small and medium-sized businesses? Amazon released their annual Small Business Empowerment Report, sharing that Amazon's U.S. independent sellers sold more than 4.1 billion products in 2022. That's an average of 7,800 products a minute. Selling an Amazon store has enabled independent sellers to create an estimated 1.5 million jobs in the U.S., fueling economic opportunities in local communities around the country. Matt Slykus, resident of San Antonio, Texas, and owner of Boldly Growing, said, "For small business owners, Amazon has really leveled that playing field and made success possible for just about anyone who's willing to put in the effort to learn and bring their product to market. To discover products from small businesses, including Black, military, and women-owned businesses, visit Amazon.com/supportsmall.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Some of you may be old enough to remember Adele Davis. I remember the Bible of nutrition, Let's Eat Right to Keep Fit, where she advocated using wheat germ, had a recipe for wheat germ muffins. Well, wheat germ has unfortunately some connotations for people who are sensitive to gluten and have wheat allergies. But today we're going to talk about a new iteration, a safe and effective iteration that harnesses the power of wheat germ. Our guest is Dr. Mary Hardy. She's board-certified in internal medicine. She's an author, educator, and founder of the prestigious integrative medicine program at a major hospital in Los Angeles, Cedars-Sinai Hospital. She's also past medical director of the Sims-Mann UCLA Center for Integrative Oncology. So her credentials are impeccable, and I'm very excited to hear her take on Metatrol, which is a new formulation. A lot of people don't know that much about it. I certainly need to learn more. So here's Dr. Hardy. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So what is the difference between Metatrol and ordinary fermented wheat germ extracts? Because they're available, but Metatrol, there's some secret sauce in Metatrol that makes it more effective.
Yep, science secret sauce. So the best kind of secret sauce. So the interesting thing about fermented wheat germ extract, it's not like the wheat germ you get in the jar. So all comments, compliments to Adele Davis. This was a substance that a biochemist in Hungary had good reason to believe would be helpful in mitigating cancer treatment. So he developed the fermented wheat germ extract that was first available and is still available mostly not in the United States. This stuff was, the way it was first made was hard to take. It was a big volume. It tasted awful, frankly. Mm-hmm. So the American manufacturers had first developed a better manufacturing process and then actually did work at a really prestigious lab in Cold Spring Harbor, New York, to try to refine the product to get down to the smallest amount of material that still contained all the activity. And that's the Meditol that's available now. So instead of 8 grams of a bad tasting stuff, it's 2 pills, much, much easier to take.
What, that cancer remedy, did it used to be called Ave? Because I remember that from, I don't know, late 90s, early 2000s, was popular as kind of an adjunct, like integrative support for cancer therapy.
That's exactly right. And it was called Ave or Avemar. The developer was Mate Hedvige from Hungary. But he developed a partnership in the United States, and then the product got refined to something that was much easier to take and has contains all the activity of this larger amount of material.
So the concern is, you know, a lot of people sensitive to gluten, sensitive to wheat. Can we assure people that it does not contain the active portions of wheat germ that might trigger sensitivity or allergy?
Yep. You absolutely can. That part's taken out, and anyway, after the fermentation, none of that material's left. So, yep.
And so what are some of the potential benefits? I mean, is this something that's kind of a daily elixir that people should take, or is it targeted to specific kinds of problems, or is it both?
In my work with integrative oncology, I find that I like it best in use as an adjunct to conventional treatment, just like you said, because there's been some human studies, which is very useful for using more natural therapies. Most of the time, there's not much research in humans, but there's been research in melanoma patients, colorectal cancer patients, head and neck cancer patients, pediatric cancer patients, breast and lung cancer patients. So that's given us a sense of how this material can be really helpful.
And by the way, as you know, because you worked in a major hospital, you know, there's objections sometimes among oncologists of patients taking supplements that they might in some ways counteract the efficacy of radiation or chemotherapy. That's not a concern with Meditrol?
No. It's actually about as close to a free lunch as you get in the universe, you know, because it's the mechanism of action don't interfere with what the cancer doctors are doing. But what this does do is, for example, most of these studies, in fact, I think all of these studies in humans have been done in conjunction with conventional therapy. And rather than showing a decrease in the efficacy of conventional therapy, they all showed either an improvement in conventional therapy, decrease in recurrence rate, or at a minimum, improvement in quality of life. And that's the name of the game. More life and more good life for patients who have cancer. I don't consider this necessarily a cure, although I've had some patients I've had at least 2 patients who have had extraordinarily good responses. But I do consider this to be a very useful adjunct for patients who are in the middle of their cancer journey, for sure.
And there is research on this. This is not just one of these kind of, legendary cures, folkloric thing. There actually is now a body of research papers that look at the efficacy of this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. And I like to pride myself on practicing good medicine, science-informed medicine, evidence-informed medicine. And this, for a natural product, has a lot of evidence to look at. Many natural products don't, and some of them can be very expensive and kind of weird, and you can't really track down what's going on. But I first learned about this. I saw a couple of abstracts about the work on melanoma, and it was so startling to me that I decided I really wanted to find out. So I went about trying to find out about it, met the folks at American Biosciences, and they gave me access to literature. I talked to Dr. Hedvige multiple times, and these guys actually at American Biosciences took Dr. Hedvige's material and then went to this famous lab and works with Dr. Watson, who is the famous Watson and Crick of developing the structure for DNA.
The double helix guy. Wow.
The double helix guy, exactly. And so I don't think you can call him a shabby scientist.
And he
had written about wanting to find something that interfered with the cancer's ability to use sugar. And this is really key, because if you can't fuel a cancer can't thrive. And if the cancer doesn't thrive, then there's a good chance that the therapies you're using will take it out.
Dr. Hardy, apart from cancer, is there a benefit in terms of supporting immunity or enhancing energy? I've looked at some studies that suggest there's a mitochondrial benefit, or that there's an effect on white blood cells that improve defense.
There absolutely is a mitochondrial benefit. Absolutely. That's one of the main mechanisms of action. And when you ask about the research, there's all this research about the mechanisms of action, and they're multiple, as well as at least 6 or 7 or 8, maybe 10 human studies. That's a nice little chunk of research. I will say, though, that because of the mitochondria, I've also started using it in patients and, frankly, family members who have long COVID.
Yeah.
To try to help repair damaged mitochondria and improve their energy. So I think that might be a useful way to use this if someone has their energy significantly impaired.
Chronic fatigue syndrome, post-Lyme syndrome, you know, there's many problems like that.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do is invite you on to one of our weekly podcasts to do kind of a long-form discussion about this, because then we can really delve into the research. But I want to give our audience the heads up. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or you can call this number, 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. And they're generously offering through a coupon code Hoffman20 at checkout, you can get a 20% discount if you want to try the product. So it's spelled Meta, M-E-T-A, like the new name for Facebook, Metatrol, M-A-T-A-T-R-O-L. And I think it's a very promising new nutrient that has a wide variety of applications. So thank you very much, Dr. Hardy, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks for presenting us in a concise form with some of the information about this. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255. Get ready for a second hour. We got lots more to discuss. This is Intelligent Medicine. As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Here's the director of What is a Woman on his film's impact.
I'm proud of the fact that the film not just changed the conversation, but I think in many ways it got the conversation started. And it gave a lot of people that felt sidelined or didn't know what to say about this. I think it gave them a voice in some regard, because they could kind of point back to the film and say, no, you know what? I stand for protecting kids from harmful surgeries.
Listen to the Hollywood In Toto podcast on iTunes or your favorite audio platform.
This message comes from our sponsor, Subaru. In June, as part of the Subaru Loves to Care initiative, Subaru and its retailers partner with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and their local hospital or cancer treatment center to give warm blankets and messages of hope
to cancer patients. Subaru and its retailers will have supported nearly 300,000 patients by the end of this year. Subaru is proud to be the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's largest automotive donor. Learn more at...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRosa. An earthquake off the southern coast of Myanmar with tremors felt in Thailand, but no immediate reports of any major damage. The 5.1 magnitude shaker recorded Monday morning about 95 miles south of Yangon, Myanmar's biggest city. Day two of talks between Secretary of State Blinken and top Chinese officials, as the two sides expressed willingness to talk but have showed so far little inclination to bend on hardened positions that have sent tensions roaring. The Biden administration pushing Congress to renew a federal surveillance law.
Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Act expires at the end of this year, and the White House is making the case for it to be renewed by lawmakers. Administration officials say surveillance programs authorized by Section 702 have helped them catch fentanyl smugglers and the hackers who temporarily shut down a key fuel pipeline 2 years ago. However, both Democratic and Republican lawmakers are expressing reservations, citing concerns about protecting Americans' privacy from warrantless searches. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Economist Steve Moore says who's in charge of our schools needs to change.
We cannot have one more day of the left running our school system.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, Moore says the danger comes right out of college.
The problem in the schools are not the older teachers. It's the younger ones. Right. They are the Marxist-Leninists.
Which, Moore adds, directly affects their students in a negative way.
This is why we're graduating kids who don't know anything about common sense. And they've been indoctrinated since they were in kindergarten.
Moore says that's why he supports the idea of school choice as well as homeschooling as a way for parents to take more control of their children's education. You can check out more news, read the best analysis. Both can be found at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
California's transit agencies are asking Democrats who control the state's government to rescue them like Democrats in New York recently did.
All right.
Meanwhile, Jeremy House reports the Bay Area Rapid Transit warned they could be forced to stop running after 9 p.m. and on weekends without any additional funding. President Biden ramping up his reelection efforts this week with four fundraisers in the San Francisco area. In the back half of June, Mr. Biden's campaign will have over 20 fundraisers, more than half of the fundraisers in New York, Maryland, and Illinois. One person is dead, at least 22 others wounded in a suburban Chicago area after a shooting early Sunday during a Juneteenth event gathering at a parking lot. Authorities described it as a peaceful gathering that, for some reason, suddenly turned violent. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A hovercraft traveling from Cape Cod to Nova Scotia ended up beaching itself in New Hampshire after running into trouble.
The owner of the decommissioned Canadian Coast Guard vessel tells officials it was not safe to operate because of a tear in the rubber skirt, so the decision was made to land on Hampton Beach. Police say no one was hurt, and there were very few people on the beach at the time because of rainy weather. The massive air-cushioned vessel, powered by twin fan-like propellers, quite a curiosity, though, for passersby before it was repaired and departed early Sunday. Jason Walker reporting.
Florida's latest execution was a 62-year-old inmate who was put to death by lethal injection shortly after 6 Thursday for the separate 1984 killings of a teenage babysitter and mother of two, both killed in attacks while children were sleeping. More at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color, azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. On sale, locally grown vegetables, all tomatoes, peppers, and even cantaloupes, watermelons, and so much more are 50% off. Great sale on blueberries, strawberries, and boysenberry. Buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open this time with a Father's Day episode from The Life of Riley. And later it's Jack Benny and a broadcast from just a few days after VE Day, or the end of World War II in Europe. Not only will that historical event be mentioned throughout, the episode finds Jack and the gang planning a trip to San Francisco. Well, holiday shows were very common during the golden age of radio, and naturally the family comedies really shined on both Mother's Day and Father's Day. Here's a perfect example, originally airing on the evening of June 19th, 1948.
The Life of Riley, with William Bendix as Riley. Well, this Sunday will dawn like any other Sunday, but for many men like Chester A. Riley, it will have a special significance. Yes, Father's Day, the day King Daddy comes into his own. And this year, Riley hopes things will be different than on last Father's Day, when he rose early, eagerly anticipating the tribute so rightfully his. And the first person to greet him was his wife, Peg.
Good morning, Riley, dear. Happy Father's Day. This is for you, from me.
From me? Oh, thanks, Dumplin', but really, you shouldn't have done it. Handkerchiefs! Just what I needed.
Do you like them? They're the extra large size.
Perfect for my nose. Thanks, Dumplin', you're really sweet.
Well, you deserve it, dear. After all, you are a father.
Yeah, but I owe that all to you.
And then a little later...
Good morning, Daddy. Happy Father's Day. Here's a little something for you.
For me? Oh, Babsy, you shouldn't have done it. Now, let's see what you... Oh, Babsy, darling, just what I needed, a mahogany lunchbox.
Daddy, it's a cigar humidor.
Oh, well, it's really beautiful, honey. Boy, if I was a cigar, I'd love to lay in here.
And finally, Riley was greeted by his son and heir, Junior, who said...
Hello, Pop. Goodbye, Pop.
Oh, Junior, you shouldn't have... Wait, Junior! Wait, Junior, come back.
What's the matter, Pop? I'm in a big hurry.
Well, didn't you forget something, Sonny dear?
Forget? Forget what?
Junior, you know what day today is today?
Huh? Today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. I almost did forget. I'll go get it now.
Oh, that's fine. Junior, wait. Can you give me a little hint what it is?
Well, you know, gopher poison. I'll get you a pint.
Junior, you know I never touched this. Gopher poison?
Well, you told me to be sure and get gopher poison, Sonny, because you need it for the backyard. I'll be right back.
Well, wait, Junior, I'm going with you. Wait. A lot he thinks of me. All year long, I slave for him, and on Father's Day, he buys drinks for a strange gopher.
Come on, on, Pop. Let's get home and go to work in the Gophers. I got to play ball later.
No, wait a minute, Junior. Look at all that swell stuff Pitlack has in his window here. All men's stuff, too. I wonder why.
It's a haberdashery, that's why. He only sells men's stuff. Oh, come on, Pop. We're wasting time.
No, we ain't. It's a good idea to see what people are trying to sell to people who want to buy. Someday you might want to buy something like that red bathrobe there with the blue dragon. Only $12.63. What a beauty.
Me buy stuff in here? On my income? 30 cents a week?
So what? It means a lot to people when someone they love remembers them. And it ain't the principle, it's the gift that counts.
Yeah, that's right. Mom sure was happy with the chocolates I gave her on Mother's Day.
Yeah, she sure was. But of course, your mother ain't the only one in the family you love, is she?
No, of course not, Pop. I love you, too.
Well?
But you don't expect me to buy you a gift on Mother's Day.
No, of course not. But as the saying goes, every dog has his day.
Me, Waldo Binney.
Hello, Waldo. Where are you, Waldo?
In front of you. Lower your eyes a little.
Oh, yeah. Hiya, Waldo. How's my little neighbor today?
My sagging sacroiliac.
Well, what's making it sag this time?
I'm disappointed over the gifts I got for Father's Day.
You're disappointed? Well, Waldo, you have no kids.
I know, but we have three turtles, Manny, Moe, and Jack. And every Father's Day, my wife gets the turtles something to give me.
Oh, I see. Well, that's sweet. What did the turtles give you this year?
A box of dead flies.
Well, at least you got something. My junior forgot all about it.
Well, you know how boys are. It probably just slipped his mind.
No, you don't understand, Waldo. It goes deeper than that. I always say, show me where a boy forgets his father on Father's Day, and I'll show you a father who's too stupid to raise his kids right.
Come now, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't get into a pep about
it. I'll go even further. To my son, I'm nothing. Father's Day. To Junior, I'm only a stranger who's living with his mother. I'll go even further. He's an ungrate.
There's the phone, Mr. Riley. Anyone inside to answer?
Junior, it's probably his girlfriend, that Marilyn Morris. He's always gabbing with her. Boy of 13. Does he think about his father? No. All he thinks about is girls. What's happening to the kids of today?
Well, after all, a boy of Junior's age is normal for him to be in love. He'll grow out of it when he gets married.
Hello, Marilyn. How are you, Drip?
Drip. He never calls me that. I tell you, that Marilyn's a bad influence on him.
Oh, my pop's fine, thanks. How's your old man?
You see, she was asking after me. Swell little kid, that Marilyn.
No, he's not around. No, I don't know what to get him. Well, I saw a bathrobe at Pitlack's men's shop. It was neat.
Waldo, I was wrong. He remembered.
Mr. Riley, control yourself. Please put me down.
I'm sorry, Waldo.
Yeah, I know, but... Gee, Marilyn, it cost $12.63.
He's gonna buy me a bathrobe. Ain't he a swell little ungrate?
I know, but where can I get that kind of money? Okay, goodbye.
Too bad, Mr. Riley. I guess you're not getting the robe after all.
Who ain't? All he needs is $12.63, right? And it's for a good cause, ain't it? Me. I'll just slip the dough to him so he'll think he found it by accident, see?
Oh, that's ingenious.
Sure. Junior may be 13, but believe me, I'm his mental equal.
Feeling good, Riley?
Yes, sir, and how. Oh, that sure was a nice dinner we had for lunch. Yes. Junior, darling, please go look in my tobacco jar. I want to smoke my pipe and kill off the smell of that gopher poison.
Oh, I'll look for you, Daddy.
No, let Junior do it.
Where is it, Pop? It's here. Hey, look at all the money in here.
Money? You don't say.
Well, I declare. How much?
Well, I'm counting it. It's $10, $11, $12.62.
63 cents.
Oh, yeah. Here's another penny.
Oh, such an odd amount. Is it yours, Riley? It's your tobacco jar.
Now, you know I don't smoke money. So it can't be mine. Anyway, the law says finders, keepers. Congratulations, Junior.
Well, Pop, it's your tobacco jar, so that makes it yours. Here, take it.
Well, Junior, I'm ashamed of you trying to cheat your own father into that money. You keep it.
Babs, is it yours?
Oh, I know, Mother. I wish it were.
Junior?
Well, gosh, no.
Riley, are you sure you didn't put it there?
Now, why would I do that? I tell you, it ain't mine.
Well, then it must be mine. Hand it over, Junior.
What a revolting development this is.
Did it work, Mr. Riley?
Yes, Sir Waldo. It worked like a charm. I took the 1263 that you lent me, and I slipped it into Junior's coat pocket. And then I spied on him.
Oh, I'm all goose pimples.
Yeah, and when he found it, he beat it right down to Pitlack's men's store.
Oh, say, that's just splendid. But what if the boy catches us here in his room?
No, he won't. Let's see, maybe under the bed, yeah. Yeah, here's the box he brought home a while ago.
What a loyal son. I'll bet he got you that bathrobe.
Oh, he shouldn't have done it. Now, let's make sure that he did.
Hurry, Mr. Riley.
Yeah, I'm getting it open. Oh, boy!
It's a red one.
With a belt and sleeves, too, and a blue dragon. He remembered Waldo out of a clear sky.
Better put it back now before you get caught snooping.
No, he's playing baseball. Oh, I gotta try it on. I want to see if it looks as good on me as it did on the dummy in the window. Oh, get a load of me and my boy's present. What a wonderful feeling.
Mr. Riley, I heard something. Take off that robe.
No, let me grovel in it for a while.
Junior, are you home?
Yeah, dear. Who's that?
Junior, is that... Oh, it's you, Mr. Riley.
Oh, hello, Marilyn. Waldo, this is Marilyn Morris, Junior's little girlfriend.
I beg your pardon. Junior's fiancé.
Oh. Excuse me, Junior's fiancé. Junior ain't here, Marilyn.
So I see. Mr. Riley, what are you doing in my Junior's room?
Well, I just came in for a
if
minute.
If Junior to... wants to let you snoop in his room while he's out, that's up to him. But once I marry him, it'll have to stop.
She's moving in already.
And just what are you doing wearing my father's robe?
Well, I was just seeing if it fits your father's robe.
Why, yes. Didn't Junior tell you?
No. Well, I don't believe it. Junior got this for me for Father's Day.
I'm awfully sorry, but it's for my father. You ask Junior when he gets home. So I'll just take it, please.
Here, Marilyn.
Thank you. Bye.
Waldo, I gotta sit down.
Now, don't take it so hard, Mr. Riley.
This is how he repays me after all I've done for him. When he was born, who visited him in the hospital? I did. When he had poison ivy, who helped him scratch? I did. Plenty of sacrifices I made for that boy.
Oh, dear. Under this vest of mine, my heart is bleeding for you.
Then how does he show his gratitude? He buys a gift for Marilyn's father with my money.
Well, tell me, what sort of a man is this, Mr. Morris?
He's nothing but a big bag of wind. He's an overstuffed, stuffed shirt. He's snooty, he's obnoxious, and... Oh, how I wish I was him.
You're listening to The Life of Riley. We'll be right back with more on Father's Day after this.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Redding.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I think it's from Junior.
Well, you paid for it, dear, but don't you think...
I'll do it. I might as well face it. Mr. Riley is my future father-in-law.
Yeah? I've got a package for Mr. Riley. Sign here, please.
Package for me? But it's a robe from Junior.
The darling boy bought one for me, too. He went back to Pitlack's and he...
This isn't from Pitlack's. It's from a Mrs. Morris. Sign here, please.
Mrs. Morris? Well, what's she got to... Well, then, this must be the same robe Junior got Marilyn's father. They're sending it back to me.
Sign here, please.
I get it. The Morrises feel sorry for me.
Naturally, a man your age who can't sign his name.
They took pity on me because Junior forgot me.
Sign here, please. I may be drafted any minute. The Senate is staying up tonight just for little me.
Well, they ain't getting away with it. I'll show that, Morris. I don't want no secondhand leftover presents for Father's Day.
Yes? Oh, it's you, Riley.
Mr. Morris, take back your cheesy bathrobe.
I'll...
Mr. Pitlack, this is Waldo Binney. You had a red bathrobe with a blue dragon in your window.
Oh, that wasn't sold, but I have an excellent duplicate which is also just like it.
Oh, fine. Charge it to me, but deliver it immediately to Mr. Riley. 1313 Blue View Terrace.
Yes, sir.
And put in a card to Pop from Junior.
Yeah?
Package for Mr. Riley. Sign here, please. Just hold this pencil and I'll steer your hand.
Yeah, sure. Wait a minute. This looks like... I thought so. That bathrobe is back again. That Morris, he won't take no for an answer. Well, I'll fix him.
Oh, it's you again, Riley.
Listen, Morris, in case you didn't get me the first time, I don't want this bathrobe. Here, bathrobe!
Mother, I got it.
Oh, that's fine, Dad.
Oh, it's a lovely robe, red with a blue dragon. Mr. Pitlack said they're very popular lately. He sold three today.
Well, I've made out the card to Pop from Junior. Oh, that boy. Imagine forgetting about Father's Day.
Oh, he's just a busy infant. I'll leave the robe on the couch in the living room. Oh, Daddy will be thrilled.
Oh, it is nice. When your father sees it, he'll go wild.
Fine thing. Nobody even... What's this? Again with that bathrobe. It keeps coming back like an itch. That Morris. Now he's breaking in my house to make me take it.
Yes? Oh, it's you, Riley. Now listen, I'm getting tired.
Getting tired? Well, it's me that's been doing the walking. I'm telling you for the last time.
Now,
take back your bed.
Now,
and keep it back. Oh, my feet. I gotta rest. I'll stretch out on the grass here. Oh, I'm dead.
If you can say it, then there's no truth to it.
Who's that?
It is I, Digby O'Dell, the friendly undertaker.
Hello, Digger.
Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
I didn't see you. I had my eyes closed.
You never look better, believe me.
Ain't you in the wrong park, Digger?
Oh, no. This is strictly social. I'm on my way to the weekly meeting of the UEPNBS.
UEPNBS?
The Undertakers, Embalmers, and Pallbearers Nature Boys Society. Our slogan is, let us help you get close to Mother Earth. Care to come along?
No, not the way I feel now. I got troubles, Digger, on account of my kid.
Ah, yes, children can be a problem. Yesterday, a gang of scurrilous scamps stole a sign from a cigar store that had a special Father's Day sale. And then they hung it on the door of my business establishment. Ooh, I was furious.
Why? What did the sign say?
Let us save you all the fuss and bother. We'll be glad to deliver a box for Father.
Sure. Every store has signs. My boy didn't even remember me. I tell you, the kids of today got no respect.
Well, that isn't true of my offspring. My boys worship the very ground I work in.
Well, it ain't the gift so much, but... Well, at work Monday, all the guys will be bragging what their kids gave them, and I'll be ashamed to face them.
You needn't be. Buy a gift yourself and pretend it's from Junior. That will remind the dear lad of his neglect and teach him a lesson for the future.
Yeah. Hey, that is an idea. Figure you're a pal. Someday I gotta do something for you.
Don't worry. Someday you will. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Well, Dumplin', how do I look in the swell new bathrobe that my boy Junior gave me?
Oh, you look wonderful, dear.
Oh, you're absolutely handsome in it, Daddy. And that dragon on the back is beautiful.
Yeah, that dragon brings out my personality. I wish Junior was home to tell me how I look in it. I'm going to take another gander in the mirror.
Oh, Babs, I'm so glad we bought him that robe.
Oh, you'll have to tell Junior not to let on that it wasn't from him.
Yes, sir. Some people might have thought Junior forgot me, but not my boy. When he comes home, I want to talk to him private right away before anyone else.
Good evening, one and all.
Well, come right in, Waldo. You're just in time to see me in my Father's Day present.
Wonderful, wonderful. I see they delivered. I mean, you got the robe from Junior?
Why, how did you know that, Mr. Binney?
Oh, a little bird told me.
Hi, Pop. I'm sorry I'm so late, but I finally got it. Pop, where did you get that?
Well, Junior, you're losing your memory. You sent me this robe. Remember? Come outside.
I sent it? Oh, no,
Junior,
Pop.
Don't contradict me. Come in your room a second.
Oh, but Pop.
Now, don't
is...
argue, Junior. You sent your father that robe.
Yes, Junior, don't be such a dope.
But I...
Junior, if you come outside with me, I'll prove that you sent your father that robe.
Somebody's nuts around here. Well, I got Pop's gift right here in this package.
What?
A robe from Pitlax.
Oh!
I couldn't get the pipe I wanted to get you. I went to every place in town. So I came back and got the robe. Look.
The same robe.
But, Pop, where did you get the one you're wearing?
Never mind, Junior. You came through for me, and that's all.
Oh, I get it. You bought the other one. You thought I wasn't going to remember you. Oh, Pop.
Well,
you must think I'm a pretty funny kind of a son.
Oh, it wasn't your father, Junior. It was my fault. I was the one who didn't think you'd remember.
Why, Mom.
Well, I put Mother up to it.
No. No, it was my fault, Junior. I bought it.
Oh, no, Riley. You mustn't take the blame. I bought it.
Junior, I was the doubting Thomas. I bought that robe.
Now, wait a minute. I demand a recount. I went to Pitlack Personal and bought this robe.
I phoned him to deliver it.
I gave Babs the money
and I brought it home.
Quiet! I know where I got it, don't I?
Well, you needn't yell.
Folks, listen to me.
Goodness, what's going on?
Now, you keep out of this, Marilyn. Next, you'll be saying you sent me this robe.
Why, yes, Mr. Riley. But how did you find out?
This is ridiculous. We couldn't all send him that robe.
Now, wait. Let's get logical. There's only two robes. Junior bought one, and I bought one. Two robes. Get it? Two.
Where's that idiot, Riley? Oh, here you are.
Just a minute, Mara.
Listen, you big baboon. Take back your blasted bathrobes and keep
I
here.
Please.
Here and here.
Please.
And stop hounding me.
Please. Now I got five bathrobes. Five bathrobes. Just what I needed.
Hello,
I never had such a headache. You and your five bathrobes.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful to know that I'm so lovable.
Mm-hmm. And so modest.
Yeah, and especially that my boy likes me. Don't I look swell in this bathrobe that Junior gave me?
Yes, but to tell you the truth, dear, it makes you look awful fat.
Well, you'd look fat, too, if you was wearing five bathrobes.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Reuben Shipp and Alan Lipscott. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown.
A Father's Day broadcast from The Life of Riley, originally airing on June 19th of 1948. I'm Greg Bell, and up next here on Win Radio Was, it's Jack Benny, right after this break.
Saddle up, listeners, and ride to Dodge City, Kansas, with one of radio's legendary lawmen.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
William Conrad stars as the formidable marshal in Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Gunsmoke, Bloody Hands.
You just had to try it, didn't you?
For a limited time, this set is available to our listeners for 50% off the regular price. Order yours at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to pay just $19.99 with offer code WESTERN3.
You ain't taking us!
Get Gunsmoke Bloody Hands for only $19.99 at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code WESTERN3 to save 50%. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
60 Seconds of Service. This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. A Baltimore nonprofit that offers a lifeline to Maryland veterans in need will receive $3 million in federal funding. At a ceremony Monday morning outside the War Memorial, U.S. Representative Kwesi Mufume announced funding for the Maryland Center for Veterans Education and Training in downtown Baltimore. All my buddies that didn't come back from Vietnam, I will never forget. I'll always try and make sure our nation, a proud nation, never forgets also. So we've got to remember the veterans, but we've got to find a way to support them, Mufume said. On Memorial Day, they held a ceremony with a flag presentation, a wreath laying, and prayer in memory of those who served and made the ultimate sacrifice.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where before the break we heard the family comedy, The Life of Riley. And now a different type of family. They may not have all been related, but boy, did they have oodles of familial chemistry. Now, for most of his long radio and television run, Jack Benny would use many of the same folks, including Don Wilson, Phil Harris, Eddie Anderson, Dennis Day, and Jack's wife, Mary Livingston. At the time of this broadcast, which aired just days after the end of World War II in Europe, Dennis was still serving in the U.S. Navy. So you'll hear his wartime fill-in, singer Larry Stevens. And also listen for busy radio actor John Brown as Jack's old Navy pal, Flanagan. This is from May 13, 1945.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
now, ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, last Tuesday was VE Day. But as President Truman said, we still have a problem, and here he is, Jack Benny.
Thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and Don, the president didn't mean me, he meant Japan. Japan, that little body of land surrounded by mimics. But getting back to VE Day, this certainly has been an historic week, hasn't it, Don?
Oh, it certainly has. And Jack, when you were overseas, I'll bet you had no idea the Germans would surrender when they did.
Would you mind repeating that, Don?
I said when you were overseas, I'll bet you had no idea the Germans would surrender when they did.
Don, are you kidding?
What?
Look, now that it can be told, let me tell you something.
Now, wait a minute, Jack. You're not going to tell me that you planned the invasion.
Oh, you know. Can we try to keep it a secret?
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Jack. You only went overseas to entertain the boys.
You fell for that, too, huh?
I didn't fall for anything. If you didn't go overseas to entertain the boys, why did you go?
Don, when Churchill comes over here and hands you a note from Eisenhower, you can't say no. So let's knock. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Don. Hi, everybody.
Say, you're pretty happy tonight. You're pretty happy tonight, aren't you, Mary?
Well, why shouldn't I be? Even though we still have work to do, at least the fighting in Europe is over.
That's right.
And, Mary, you want to know something? Jack's taking credit for the whole thing.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jack, what do you know about military affairs?
Listen, sister, I was in the Navy during the last war, and if I must say so myself, I was a darn good sailor.
Some sailor. That was 27 years ago, and you still haven't got your 85 points.
Mary, don't be funny. I helped make naval history.
Oh, sure, sure.
Sure.
The first day you joined, you got on a boat, tried to salute an officer, stuck your thumb in your eye, couldn't see where you're going, stepped off the side of the ship.
Mary.
Your suspenders caught on a nail, and if they hadn't stuck a paintbrush in your hand, you'd have been non-essential.
All right. Anyway, Don was talking about what I did in this war.
That's right, Mary. And Jack claims that he went overseas because Eisenhower sent for him.
Eisenhower sent for you?
Well...
Not only that, Mary. Jack said Churchill came over here and handed him the note.
Churchill handed you a... Jack, Benny, if you weren't wearing glasses, I'd punch you right in the nose. Oh, put them back on and stop showing off.
I'm sorry, Mary, but it's little things like that that bring out the Errol Flynn in me. So watch it, kid.
Well, it's your own fault for making up things that aren't true. Churchill handing you a note.
I didn't say he actually handed me the note. He came over to my house. I wasn't home, so he walked around to the back porch and stuck it in a milk bottle. So naturally, I just... Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
You may not remember me after all these years, but I was in the Navy the same time you were.
At Great Lakes?
Yes, sir. The name's Flanagan.
Oh, Flanagan?
Seaman third class.
Oh. Well, look, Flanagan, why don't you sit down, and after the show we'll have a bite and talk over old times.
Yes, sir. Hey, Benny, remember the first day you joined the Navy? You got on a ship, saluted an officer, stuck your thumb in your
eye. They know about that. They know about it.
I'll never forget you hanging there by your suspenders. They called you Benny the Human Yo-Yo.
Look, Flanagan.
Remember the time you had a watch tattooed on your wrist so you wouldn't have to buy one?
Never mind.
Then you tried to get your money back because it wouldn't run?
Flanagan, never mind my tattoo. Now go sit down.
Yes, sir. Those were the days.
Now, where was I?
On the back porch with a milk bottle.
Oh, yeah. So I read the note from Eisenhower, packed as fast as I could, grabbed the first plane, and when I arrived overseas, who do you think I met?
The milkman. He read the note first.
If you're not going to believe anything I say, there's no use letting you in.
Hello, Mr. Benny. What are you mad about?
Oh, nothing, Larry. It's just that I've been telling Mary and Don about my military accomplishments, and they don't believe me.
Oh. Well, why don't you tell it to me, Mr. Benny? I'll believe you.
You will, kid?
Sure. It's in my contract.
Oh. Oh, yes. Well, come here, kid. You see, Larry, when I was overseas, I perfected a new system for dive bombing.
You did?
Yes, and to demonstrate my system, I took a bomber up 5,000 feet, put her into a dive.
You
and...
flew a dive bomber?
Certainly. What are you laughing at?
You're the only man I know who blacks out on a merry-go-round.
That only happened once. I was reaching for the brass ring and the buckle broke on my safety belt. Anyway, Larry, I'll tell you more about it later. Let's have your song now.
Okay.
Hey, Benny.
Now what?
Remember the time you stuck your head out of a porthole and you couldn't get it back in?
Flanagan, look at...
For 2 weeks, we had to stand on the dock and throw food at you. Cut that out.
You're listening to the Jack Benny Program. Stay tuned for more coming up next.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Here's the director of What is a Woman on his film's impact.
I'm proud of the fact that the film not just changed the conversation, but I think in many ways it got the conversation started. And it gave a lot of people that felt sidelined or didn't know what to say about this. I think it gave them a voice in some regard because they could kind of point back to the film and say, no, you know what? I stand for protecting kids from harmful surgeries.
Listen to the Hollywood in Toto podcast on iTunes or your favorite audio platform.
Be better than yesterday. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Yesterday is gone, and so are any mistakes made then, too. Instead of thinking you're a terrible person for making the mistakes you've made, your current moment would be better spent applying the lessons you learned from the mistakes you made. Wisdom isn't just knowing something, it's living it. You will always make mistakes. Each new day is an opportunity, a new opportunity. And each new opportunity seized runs the risk of messing up. But once you've messed up, past tense. In other words, it's in the past. It's yesterday, and today is today. So right here and now, instead of living in shame, act on experience and be better than yesterday. For help with insight along the way, check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/Dr. Christian Conti.
This message comes from our sponsor, Subaru. In June, as part of the Subaru Loves to Care initiative, Subaru and its retailers partner with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and their local hospital or cancer treatment center to give warm blankets and messages of hope to cancer patients. Subaru and its retailers will have supported nearly 300,000 patients by the end of this year. Subaru is proud to be the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's largest automotive donor. Learn more at Subaru.com/care.
And now let's get back to Jack Benny and the gang on When Radio Was.
My heart will sing forever.
sung by Larry Stevens. Very good, Larry. And now, kid, as I started to tell you, after I perfected the dive bomber, I came
Hiya,
back...
Hiya, Jackson. Hello, Libby. You clowns getting any laughs?
Oh, hello, Phil. What do you hear from Vermouth, Vermont? Huh?
All right, Jackson. So I made a mistake last week. That can happen to anybody.
I know, but it was written right in the script. French Vermouth. And you called it French Vermont.
All right, I'm sorry.
Don't you know the difference between Vermouth and Vermont?
No, I never drank any Vermont.
You must have been drinking something.
Now, wait a minute, Jackson. You ain't gonna hang that on me. I've been on the wagon for 3 months, and I haven't touched a drop.
Well, congratulations. For 3 months, you haven't had a single... Say, Phil, it's the first time I ever noticed it. You've got blue eyes. Don, Mary, look.
Yeah.
Hey, Libby, give me a mirror. I want to see, too.
Phil, you can take our word for it. You're very pretty.
Say, Phil, how's your nightclub doing now that the curfew's been lifted?
Oh, swell, Libby, swell.
You know, they lifted the ban on racing, too.
That won't make no difference to me, Jackson. We never serve many horses anyway.
It may not make any difference to you, but Crosby is very happy about it. He can race his horses again.
Yeah, now that the curfew's lifted, they won't have to come in by midnight.
Now, kids, I don't want to change the subject, but you know, next Sunday, we're broadcasting from San Francisco. And we're leaving tonight, so I want you all to... I'll take it. Hello? Long distance? Just a minute. Mary, it's for you, Plainfield, New Jersey.
Oh, it must be Mama.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, Mama. I was going to call you right after the show. Happy Mother's Day. It's good to hear your voice, too. Where's Papa? He's in the refrigerator reading a newspaper.
What?
Oh, all the other lights are burned out.
What a family. How's your sister, Babe?
I'll find out. Say, Mama, how's Babe? Oh, for heaven's sake, when?
What happened, Mary?
She got her nose caught in the vacuum cleaner.
I knew she could do it.
What's that, Mama? You couldn't remove the vacuum cleaner, so you sent for the head of the FBI? But, Mama, it's a different Hoover that makes those.
I wonder how she breathes with that vacuum cleaner on her nose.
Mama, how can Babe breathe with her nose stuck in the vacuum cleaner? Oh, you keep it running.
Look, Mary, we're doing a program.
Mama, I've got to hang up now, so I'll write you a long... What's that, Mama?
Mary, please.
Cousin Bobby got out of the Army under the new system?
Well.
Oh, Mama.
What is it, Mary?
Mama said Bobby's been overseas so long, he was discharged and had enough points left over to buy a ham.
Your mother's a card.
Well, goodbye, Mama, and happy Mother's Day.
You know, Mary, I like your mother. In fact, today we should all pay tribute to the one person to whom we owe so much. As for myself, I can say all that I am today, I owe to my mother.
Now, wait a minute, Jackson. You ain't going to blame any sweet little old lady on that.
Phil, just take your vermouth and go back to Vermont. Now, kids, as I started to say before...
Hey, Benny, when are you going to get to that clever stuff?
What?
You know, that part where you go... La-da-da.
Wait a minute. I don't do that. You're talking about the commercials.
Yeah, that's the stuff I like. Where those guys rush out and say, why, sure, yes, sir, you bet. Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the job.
Wait a minute.
And that trained cricket you got.
Cricket?
Yeah, the one that goes tick, 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 tick. Tick, 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 tick.
See, I always thought a man did that.
When are you going to get to that?
That comes later at the end of the show.
Well, hurry up. Get through with your stuff, will you? You're holding things up.
All right, Flanagan. Sit down. Now, kids, as I started to tell you, we're all meeting tonight at the station a half hour before our train leaves. I got to run home now because I got some last-minute packing to do.
What time is it now, Jack?
I don't know. My tattoo isn't running. I mean, my watch isn't running. Now, Phil, you and the rest of the gang finish the program and see that nobody misses the train.
Okay, Jackson.
So long, kid. See you later.
The first half of an episode of the Jack Benny program from May 13th, 1945. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and as I mentioned at the beginning, I believe that was busy radio performer John Brown as Jack's old Navy pal, Flanagan. Well, earlier we also heard him as Digger O'Dell, the friendly undertaker on The Life of Riley. Of course, that was not the only role he handled on that popular comedy show. Can you name the other? I will, and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me now. Surf, surf.
Ride the wave with MusicRewind.com and Classic Surf, a 3-CD set of 60 smash hits from surf pioneers such as Link Ray, The Ventures, The Beach Boys, Duane Eddy, Jan and Dean, Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Get Classic Surf today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to transport yourself to a sun-drenched beach. Just enter or mention promo code SURF33 to pay the incredibly low price of $19.98. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember, promo code SURF33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Osric Tragen's murderer is right here among us.
What?
Talking about you, silly
delivering
girl.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, Finn. I know who did it, and I know how to prove it. But I'm going to need your help.
No help needed to prove that the Radio Spirits app offers you free streams every day. Go to RadioSpiritsApp.com to download it now and never miss a When Radio Was episode again. Plus, stream the most recent shows for free.
That's right. That's just what I'm doing. Ought to be a pretty easy target, Cash. Come on. What are you waiting for?
Don't wait. Listen to your favorite classic radio shows with a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play when you want. Check out the Radio Spirits app and download a free trial at RadioSpiritsApp.com now.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law. We're a law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. And we've been working with Gearhart Law for since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. So to learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks. Or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about radio actor John Brown. And I mentioned one of his best-loved roles was Digby Digger O'Dell, the friendly undertaker, on The Life of Riley. But that was only one of the characters that he voiced on that series. The other was Chester's neighbor and co-worker, Jim Gillis. I'm Greg Bell, and we are all out of time. But hey, visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.